I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, coming to Bloomington on February 25th is an Abraham Lincoln tribute commissioned by the Ravinia Festival and co-commissioned by the IU Auditorium and New York's Lincoln Center. It's created by director, choreographer, Tony Award and MacArthur Grant winner Bill T. Jones. Jones is ever a collaborator, and the music comes not from one, but from three composers, and our guest is one of the three, the man that Jones calls the band leader, Christopher Antonio William Lancaster. Christopher, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
It's interesting that when I read, I hear three composers. When I talk to Bill, he says, well, you know, they're young. They're all under 30, but Christopher is the band leader.
Wow. It is all true, and except for the part that we are not all under 30. But it's true. Yes, I am the band leader, and that really is another word basically for music director. But let's talk about the other composers, too. They are George Lewis Jr. and Jerome Begin.
Mm-hmm.
George Jr. is a songwriter, guitar player. In the show, he's also playing Irish Bouzouki. And Jerome Begin is a pianist, keyboard player, who's also playing some percussion in this show.
It's a little bit unusual that you, as the third member of the group and the leader, are playing cello.
Yes, but in this show, I'm playing cello, violin, mandolin, and bass guitar.
Sounds like a man of many talents.
Well, I actually picked up many of these instruments again for the first time in a long time just to make this piece. But it's been great. I wanted to create some authenticity in the music. We were going to tackle some folk music. And with every show I've made for Bill, I've always needed to go outside of what I think I do the best to create this world. And in this piece, that meant going back and picking up my violin that I hadn't played since I was 11. Yeah.
Gee whiz. Now, tell us a little bit about how does a young man in a cello who's a composer get involved with dance music?
I got involved with dance music when I was in college at UC Irvine. And I was someone, I loved improvising from a young age, and I loved the experience of playing classical music, but I found it very, very limiting as far as how much I was able to express. And I went into a dance class where I heard there was some really good improvising musicians. And in there, not only did I get to practice my improvisation, but I also found about, I discovered this one-on-one relationship with the dancers in the music, in that when I would perform classical music, I'm playing into this vacant auditorium. Like I felt like I was giving so much out into the empty space. But with dance, I would send it out and see it affects the dancers, and it would return immediately. So it's this wonderful circle where I am getting back from them what I'm putting out, and that was what it originally was. And then as an electronic cellist, there wasn't a ton of places for me to go at that time. Bands weren't thrilled to have me in there. They liked to have me in as a side member. And of course, the jazz musicians weren't that thrilled about a cellist either, but dance really seemed to love me. And they were asking me to compose for them all the time. And eventually, they want out. And I've been making a lot of dance in the last 10 years, and I love it.
We've been talking with electronic cellist, also violinist, mandolin player, and bass guitarist for the upcoming production of Fondly Do We Hope, Fervently Do We Pray, Christopher Antonio William Lancaster. Thanks very, very much for joining us. The Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company's performance of the Lincoln Tribute comes to the IU Auditorium Thursday, February 25th at 8. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
A child with no mother.